Welcome to Empowering Lifestyle Podcast, talking about things for mums and what's dear to mums' heart, how to help mums to step into being empowering themselves first, their life, how they can be with their children and make a huge difference. And we'll be talking to other experts. And now here's today's episode. Many different areas so that you can start to look, what would work for me? What feels right for you to really want to take on what you have been dreaming for? I know myself, I've had a yearning for many years. Where I started was I was a farmer's daughter and I married a farmer and we lived on a farm and we had our four children. And then my trauma happened where my grandparents died 8 days apart and I was very close to them. And that's where my journey took a 360 degree turn, because it was about what was wrong with me. I couldn't work out. I was happy as a kid and I was happy as a wife. I was fabulously happy with children. And then all of a sudden this loss of my grandparents just shifted something within me, and that's where my journey started, my journey of what is wrong with me and how can I change what's going on. At the time I didn't know, I was actually in grief, and I'd gone to places to get help and it didn't seem to bring me out of whatever that was. And so more so that became such a yearning to get to where I'd always known to be, in this really happy, relaxed environment. Sometimes it was a bit chaos with small children. There's always things to do and issues that come up. And so my very first opening to what could I do was an ad in a paper, actually, in a newspaper, where the newspaper said massage and a telephone number. So I rang up that telephone number. I thought, oh, I don't know what this is, but I'm going to have a go. And so we lived 3/4 of an hour away from where this massage place was in a bigger town. And so I did all my groceries, so they were all ready for me to go home. And at the end of that day, I had a massage. And I came out from having that massage for a whole hour, and I just felt a different person. I felt like I was back to that nice place. I had all the weight on my shoulders was lifted. My mind was so relaxed. I kind of felt that really floaty feeling that I hadn't experienced before, and that was beautiful. That lasted a good 5 days, which was wonderful. And I didn't have all this chatter going on in my head. And because I worked with my husband on the farm, I had lots of aches and pains that I didn't know about the muscles. I didn't know about the body that much. It was just you were living in your body and you were working and having a good time on the farm. And I really came away just sitting in the car for a good 5 minutes after and thinking, oh, gee, I feel so much better. And dreaming it in the future and going, what if other mums could feel like this? Because I knew I felt awful and I just wasn't feeling myself. And so 3 months later, instead of going and having another massage, I actually went off to the city, which was 6.5 hours away, and I learnt massage. And for 2 weeks, I got massaged every day as you learn how to do a leg, an arm, a feet, your face. And on the Sunday, I bought a brand new massage table and I got on the bus and went home on the bus, and my little kids were there. So on the afternoon, I massaged all my little kids and they were just so relaxed. It was like I'd been massaging adult people and came home to 6, 8, 10 and 12, my kids were at the time. So I got to massage them and they felt really great. And my husband had never had a massage, so I gave him a massage. And yes, they were all very relaxed for the rest of the afternoon. It was beautiful. And then the next week I actually started massaging in this very house where I'd had a massage. And I set up my room and I started massaging. Well, I went back to Adelaide lots and lots of times. And it was over that next 12 months that I spent a lot of time on studying and learning. And in the process, unbeknown to me, the more I let go of in my muscle tension, the more I learned. Now, that doesn't mean to say you have to go and learn massage in order to get what I've got. But this is the last 20 years and more that I've been learning these skills and techniques and working on myself and working on helping people that come and see me, and I've really taken into a lot of how does that work for each person, and we're very individual. That's what makes it so interesting, is that everybody is very unique, but we all have our own twist on what that looks like and it feels like for us. And so from that point on, I just continued and continued to learn more, studied more, and I've got to the point now where I really have made a big commitment to really helping each and every person that I come into contact with that really wants to step through. And this is small business people. This is people that work for other people. This is for children. I've even had a five-year-old that had stuff going on, and by the time she left, she really understood why things the way they were. And in that moment, she started to live the life that she wanted to live, even as a five-year-old. And what I've found with business people, that if you get stuck and you can't move forward, you can't get past that ceiling or that wall to keep going, and in each level there's all those same things going on that you have to keep lifting yourself. And if you're trying to do it on your own, it's all in your head and you're having a conversation with a voice in your head. And if you talk to people like your family, they'll go, oh, that won't work. Ah, keep doing what you're doing. But they're really talking about their own world and how they can only be where they are at. So even there, they mean well, but you're not getting the clarity to see what your next step is. Now, a lot of this information is in you. You do know it. But until somebody can actually help you open that area up, your yearning to where you want to go and what you want to do and who you want to be and who you want to attribute to, what you can do in the world to help others, help your family, help in any area of your life. It's about starting with ourselves first. And so all these areas of being self-employed, being employed by others, if we can show you how to lift yourself no matter where you are in your life, then you'll get those skills to be able to do it yourself and really shift forward. And there's going to be times when you're going to come to little glitches again, and it'll hold you up until it's like you shift that and you just keep going. And this is how people can move really quickly. And I'm sure if you've been wanting to do what you want to do in the world and you feel stuck, then you're watching other people that are leaping forward really quickly and you're going, oh, I want that too, but it's just not happening. And what I can really let you know is they call it the tall poppy syndrome. It's just a name of something that doesn't sound good and it doesn't sound very empowering, does it? And they put a lot of negative stuff on it, that people are going to hurt them, people are jealous, which I don't like that word, because it's not empowering in having anybody feel good about anything. But what I want to tell you is, if you even get a feeling like the, how come they've got going and how come they've got, or they might be doing something wrong. Well, often they're not, because what's happening is that they've got a mentor that's actually helping them get through those stuck areas quicker. Now, if you look back over time, how many years have you been sitting and saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this? Every time you get just about there and you know it's coming in, all of a sudden you hit the wall again and something happens and you step away again. And I'm here to help you get through that ceiling, get over, around, under that brick wall for you to step forward. Because it feels like there's something dark in that's going to be in a negative getting through that wall, but that's all our fears. And so when we step over that wall, it is a very different place. And I'm really wanting to help those people that want to be one of those people that's moving forward and doing what they want to do, stepping forward and creating that beautiful world where they're singing and they're relaxed and they're happy. Now, if I can help you do that, then what would it be like to step out of where you've been for so many years and step into, oh, I'm over the wall, I'm through the ceiling, great. And you can feel how you're starting to sing. And you know what it feels like when you're starting to go where you really want to go. And so this is how I'd like to help you, and you can definitely do that straight away. And if you go to my website at helenbrome.com.au, you'll find those areas where you can now step in, step up, and let's have you.